Hey everyone, welcome back. It's Matt. Thanks for joining another episode of Pour for the Course. Today we have a special episode that Tommy and I recorded following our Band in Dunes conversation with Dave and Matt. After those two left, we stuck around and had a chat ushed around Single Barrel Saturday here in Ohio and some of the bourbons we are chasing and special releases that we're going after, as well as sipping on some Wathens that lingered in our glasses after chatting with Dave. So hopefully you enjoy this episode. It is short. If you're not a fan of the bourbon talk, you can simply skip and catch us on the next episode where we break down Old Mac out at Band in Dunes. So let's get to the show and hopefully you all enjoy. Cheers. See you soon.
And then there were two.
Cheers. This is going to be really awkward into a podcast to edit.
Nah. I'm leaving this all in, by the way. I'm not taking this out.
Lovely.
We know who the real ones are. That's the ones that stay.
The ones that
stay. Turn the lights off.
The ones that are enjoying the Wathens.
Yeah, Matt over here trying to pour his Pinhook into four different glasses.
Matt poured like 2.5 ounces of Pinhook.
When I saw how much he poured, I was like, knowing he had to leave early.
Correct. I was like,
in my mind, I was like, maybe he's not leaving early. Like,
that's what I thought to myself. I was like, it's 4 o'clock. Like, I'm just gonna I'll pour a little taste of it. We can talk about it. But then Matt poured like a full glass.
I'm known to have a heavy hand, so when I saw Matt, I was almost like, is it rude of me to ask for the bottle again? Because dang, man, that looks pretty good.
But it's good.
It's all three were pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not digging this one as much, but
it's okay.
But
I'm glad you picked it up. There was a Wathens Barrel Proof at Party Source. There've been a couple others that I've thought about picking up.
Interesting. It's the first I've seen of a barrel pick from Wathens or a single barrel barrel proof. And a pick.
I've seen a couple others. I've thought about picking it up for you and or Dave, but I have not yet pulled the trigger.
Yeah. Maybe it's wrong to say, but I feel like I've graduated from Wathens.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like,
fair.
Like I feel like I've graduated from the basic makers.
I mean, to be fair, you've probably graduated from Bland's.
Yeah, pretty much. It's only like straight from the barrel now for me,
yeah, right?
So that's one of the... It's actually my number two on the list that I'm chasing for the, you know, insanely stupid gas guzzling chase around Columbus.
Chase around Ohio.
What are your top? You have a bottle or two that you're going after for that chase?
The ones that I have filtered on the map are King of Kentucky,
yep.
Birthday Bourbon, Single Rick. Old Fits. Those are probably the four. If I drive by a cellar aged, I'll.
Yep.
Like
that's my
I'm
approach
gonna,
as well.
I'm not going to tremendously go out of my way to go find a cellar aged.
Right.
But if I'm there, I'll stop in and pick one up.
Same.
Not to say that I've picked up 6 tickets already, but. Man. I've picked up a few.
I think I'm at 7.
Are you?
Yeah. I've made good use of errands and things that I've ran. It's been strategic to the locations that I've been. I haven't hit Dublin yet, but
I need to ask Erica how many stops I can make on the way down to West Virginia tomorrow.
Just do like the map it out and whatever that website is. Bing, 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 bing. Give you the most efficient routes.
Cause we're going down, for a wedding Saturday. And so see how many I can hit on that 33 corridor. And then we're going up to her parents on Sunday, up 77.
That's a jackpot of a trip, man.
And then headed back to Columbus Sunday afternoon.
You got to stop.
So I don't know how many I can legit stop at with her and Charlie in the car. But
just tell them you have to go to the bathroom every single time.
Yeah, right.
I think
keep stopping at
I think
Kroger?
Rick House is number one on my list. Mm-hmm. Straight from the barrels, number two. Old Fitz is up there at number three, probably. And
the King of Kentucky as well, and Birthday Bourbon. I mean, like, in terms of, I've had Old Fitz, I've enjoyed it, so I would like to get a bottle of that. I've never had a bottle of it. I've only had pours at restaurants.
I've never tried it.
Never had King of Kentucky, never had Birthday Bourbon.
I've tried, so I've had King of Kentucky in a bar.
Is it worth the hype? Because people seem to think that that's the number one bottle.
It's good.
Most of the reviews are people that I'm hearing on these interwebs talking about it. I know what both Russell's and Single Straight from the Barrel taste like, and some of the best that I've had. So that's why they're high on my list. But then everything else is kind of like you. If I'm close, I'll go after it. So yeah.
The only one I'm actively avoiding is the Prohibition Collection from Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
Not that I'm actively avoiding it, but I was in the Arena District store, and I did not get a ticket
for it. Yeah, see.
I'm not.
Don't think I'd get that one.
I'm not feeling good about spending $1,000 on that one.
Didn't even know it was $1,000.
$1,000.
But when you told me that, yeah, probably won't pick a ticket up. And especially if, like, there's a lot of question marks about how the rules work.
Correct.
And if you...
Can you win one?
Can you win multiple?
I don't know.
Can you only win one of the bottles, and then you're taken out of all the other five or six locations, and you're still active in the other bottles? I don't know. Yeah. It seems to read, if you take the most conservative approach, that if you win one, your entries across the board are done.
Correct.
So that's the mindset I was taking.
You want to enter the ones you really want.
You'd be happy to get. Exactly. So if I entered that and won that and didn't want to buy it, that'd be dumb.
Yep.
So don't get a ticket.
I'm with you.
Now, you could help your fellow man out and get a ticket so that nobody else could get a ticket and just not enter and increase their odds. I hope nobody's doing that. I was always wondering how many tickets there were, because I'm sure stores are handing out multiples. And if they run out of tickets, that's their quickest way to not be bothered by the...
Yeah, it's an interesting... I've been into a couple stores that have been like, nope, just you've got to show up one per person in person. But I've also been to ones that have said, no, we'll give you two. Mm-hmm. Max two.
Same. Like,
okay. Same. Interesting.
So yeah, I don't know. I haven't had anybody tell me no tickets yet. I've seen some store reports of people saying like they've run out of tickets, which is weird.
I've seen a couple of those too.
There's
a max, however many, 2,000 or whatever the number is, and they've hit it yet.
I wonder if they're trying to do this to figure out regionally who has like the most store traffic, but also who cares about what bottle the most. Because you're gonna get two things. You're gonna get location wise what gets the most foot traffic, and bottle wise what gets the most traffic.
Yeah.
Even some of these bottles that are in like unique locations. So I don't quite know if this is more of a information gathering exercise for OHLQ or not. Somebody made a comment. They're like, "Oh yeah, they're losing out on the gasoline tax, so they need to tell people to go drive around more for the holiday season." I'm also curious if it's going to increase people's chances of winning for folks that truly do want bourbon, because you can't just sign up for the lottery and click check boxes on one webpage
and have OHLQ ship the bottle to the store you want.
Correct.
It to be.
Correct.
You've got to actively go.
So,
like, my read is that it's going to be like a lottery per store.
Correct.
Sort of thing.
Correct. Which I hope increases our odds as consumers for folks that are willing to put the time and effort in to go to that store and get that bottle. So, and if you're willing to get a bottle and go to all those stores, in theory, you would hope that your odds then increase. Yeah, so, I think the math. This is my gut feel. The math that I'm expecting on potentially winning should go up, because everybody gives the complaint about the normal website lotteries for Buffalo Trace Antique Collection and stuff. I never win.
I was going to say, we're talking 1 to 5%.
Sure.
Sort of chance on depending on the lottery. But yeah, I wonder what it looks like this time. Because I could see, but like, I just wonder, you know, there's so many stores. Like, does each store get one case, right? So, like, your store, you know, your Market District or whatever, they get you know, they're lottering the single Rick. Do they have six bottles of single Rick for, you know, 2,000 entries?
Do you remember how much is in a case?
I think six. Is probably it six for per Russell's.
Case? I saw
maybe 12. I don't know.
I saw a report that it's 30 cases of Russell's, and they supposedly divvied up 10 for Cleveland, 10 for Columbus, 10 for Cincy. So if there's five stores in Columbus, you would think that they would all get two cases.
Maybe.
So hopefully it's 12, but if it's not, if it's six, I think it's a minimum of 12 bottles.
Yeah. I just don't know what the support, like the individual stores doing individual bottles is interesting. It will certainly lead to less people putting their names in at each of the stores. But theoretically, there's less bottles to go around at each store. So I don't know. I don't know how that math works out.
Sure. Yeah. I just assumed there was about 5,000 tickets a store. Does that seem high to you or low to you?
I have no idea.
Yeah. And if there's five stores, like I'm figuring it's like a 12 out of 25,000 chance. So I'm still in the hundredths of a decimal.
Yeah. Again, not high odds.
Yeah, not even a percent chance of winning. Right. So,
not holding my breath by any stretch of the imagination for any of these. But
I'm just hoping that that's if everybody goes and gets a ticket. But I'm hoping that some stores don't run out of tickets. I'm hoping that some folks forget they have a ticket and don't register. We'll see. I don't even know what they're gonna do for people that like double register at stores if that voids all entries, or they just have one entry sit. Nobody has faith that OHLQ is like this savvy enough to filter everything out with their Excel access database that they have.
I just wonder, like, because they rip the stub off and stick it like in a manila envelope when you show up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just wondered, like, does each store just pull stubs? Because that's how that Kentucky one was last year.
Don't know.
You put your information in and you throw it in a box. And then I think somebody just goes in and picks however many out and says, here they all are.
I've seen people with branded OHLQ shirts at stores. So yeah. I don't know if like they go gather those envelopes and validate that these tickets have been legitimately passed out based on – I don't know what they're going to do. It's interesting. So a lot of question marks. We'll see. Hopefully in future pods we're sipping some highly allocated Ohio bourbon from King Kentucky, Old Fitz, Russell's Rickhouse, you name it. What else do they have? So Cellar Age, Blanton's Gold, straight from the barrel, Russell's Rickhouse, King Kentucky.
Parker's
Heritage.
I gotta believe that one's the least, like, if you want to win something, that one feels like the one to chase after.
Really?
Because it's a malt. It's a single malt.
Okay. I can't imagine people are putting their name in the hat for that party pack that's $1,000, whatever you
call it. Well, that's fair. But I don't want to spend $1,000 on that one, so.
I figured gold would be flowing like plenty.
Yeah, the trouble with Straight from the Barrel and Gold is they had that release in the summer. If the wording is what it is and you can only win once, like I have a feeling a lot of people who scooped up Gold and Straight from the Barrel this summer are not entering that one.
That's but probably gonna be the one I get.
I don't know.
I'd be happy with that.
I'd be happy with any of them.
I'll take that.
I'd be happy to win.
Yeah, I'd love to win too. So we'll see. Well, does that wrap it up for this pod?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
The Matt and Tommy
degenerate
bourbon drinker ramblings.
We should leverage our access to this and our at home equipment and just create our own OHLQ branded podcast.
We can we can cut the golf and talk all things bourbon.
Maybe we can get Bardstown sponsored for how much we are homers for those guys.
We do love a good Bardstown product.
We can put our YouTube channel out, get product positioning. We can get all kinds of stuff. I've got the t-shirts. We've got the glasses. We got a bunch of stuff labeled Bardstown.
We got a lot.
So, all right, man. Well, all cheers.
Cheers.
Take care.
Yep. See ya.